Superior Police Captain Chad LaLore agrees it's not every day a World War II grenade turns up in a pile of aluminum cans. The discovery Monday at an area scrap metal facility necessitated a call to the nearest explosives team.
With the 148th Fighter Wing out of the Air National Guard out of Duluth, just across the bridge from us, they responded and around 6 p.m. safely detonated the object.
LaLore says the Air Guard unit's commander verified the grenade was live and that more of them are turning up as World War II veterans pass away.
The weapons, the handguns, the bayonets, and even the grenades would find their way back home with the veterans, and now that they're dying off, their families are coming across these items stowed away in attics or garages, and, you know, it could present a hazardous situation.
LaLore says they're still trying to determine just where the grenade came from, but there were fewer restrictions on what World War II veterans could bring home than there are for today's vets. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.